Well, thank you.
Scott Walker becomes the first governor in U.S. history to survive a recall election against him.
Tonight we tell Wisconsin, we tell our country, and we tell people all across the globe that voters really do want leaders who stand up and make the tough decisions.
Now, he says, it's time to move on and move forward in Wisconsin. Political pundits had said voter turnout would be the key to victory in this contentious campaign, whose candidates had been neck and neck in most polls leading up to June 5th. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish survived her recall attempt, too.
I want to thank the people who voted for the first time today.
After a year and a half of political turmoil and record campaign spending in this recall election, the 44-year-old Walker becomes the first Wisconsin governor to win an election twice in the same term. Walker has often said during his campaign that a vote for him is a vote for courage, referencing his tough choices to eliminate the $3.6 billion deficit. However, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, Walker's Democratic challenger, has pledged to end what he called the civil war in Wisconsin that has divided the state, pitting neighbor against neighbor. Republican National Committee Chair Reince Priebus was confident Walker would take the win.
This is an election about the direction of this state, whether we should spend more money than we take in.
State Representative Robin Voss, a Republican co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, says the silent majority made their voices heard.
Yeah, we know that all across the state, we have been saying since last year that there was a silent majority that was ready for us to balance the budget, use it with honest accounting, and move beyond the collective bargaining debate. Here we are tonight, vindicated. And I can say that they've been a silent majority for a long time, but tonight's the results were definite.
Only two governors in U.S. history have been recalled from office. Governor Gray Davis of California back in 2003 and Governor Lynn Frazier of North Dakota in 1921. This historic election is being viewed as one of the most significant races in the country, second only to the presidential election in November. Walker will be up for re-election in 2014. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.